Zvachim. Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu dvarim she'en chayoven aleihem mishum pigel. There are the dinim of pigel, like we said, are legabe achilos, achilas odom, and achilas mizbeach. The mechanics of the way pigel works is that it's a machshova in the chelek ha'avodas adam, but the chelek ha'avodas adam is not only biyaches to itself to create a ritzah v'kapora, but it also has a shem matir legabe the chalois heter of achilas odom and achilas mizbeach. So, for instance, we've mentioned before that dam which is nizrak shaloi b'mkoymo, the Torah was mechadish that there's a new din hartzo, a new din kapora and ritzui, that it's considered a zrika biyachas to itself, but it's not considered a zrika biyachas to being a matir. Just an example how there's two parts. In the zrikas adam, there's the kapora itself, and there's also the chalois of being a matir on the achilois. Pigul is a machshova b'shas t'avodas hadam b'yachas to the achila, therefore in the matter of the carbon is chala chaloish in pigul. This is the way it works. That being said, Chazal learn up that the gzeres hakosuv v'im he'ochel yo'ochel m'psa zevach shloma b'yem ha'shlish lo'irotz in pigul year is only avivayt, it's thought about, spoken about b'shas t'avodas hadam, which is a matter. Let's say the avoida hamafugelus aide machshav dibur is done, but that's not the ganze matir ho achila. Whatever achila he's thinking about has another matir as well. So then the pigle won't be chal. It has to be the ganze matir he's thinking b'shas avoida sadam, which is a chelik of the matir. Avoida sadam is all shchita kabbalah elochas is all the matir of that achila, but that achila is completely hutar al yidei matir echod. Then the mechanics of pigul kick in. If not. So the Mishnah starts ve'elu dvarim she'en chayoven aleihem mishum pigul. There are things that mechanically lefi the seder gzeres hakosuv of how pigul works does not have this seder. Now let's just point out, and the Rav makes an arichus out of this, is that since the dugma that the Torah gives is bosor shlomim. Is Bosor Shlomim, in the Zrika Saddam of Shlomim, there's a Matir, Legabe D'Achilas Odom, and Legabe D'Achilas Mizbech. Why? Shehadam, I'm reading out of the Rav, Shehadam Matir Lahakti Emurin LaMizbech, the Dam is Matir D'Aktoris Emurin D'Achilas Mizbech, and the Emurin is a Matir on D'Achilas Odom, V'chayoven Alem Mishum Pigol, Af Kol She'esh Matim, Ben La'odom Mizbech, Chayov Alem Mishum Pigol, Lafukei, whatever the Mishnah is going to say. The one point over here that's debatable, and it's a very soydizdik machlekes rishonim, and there's a lot to say about it, is a machlekes kaniri rishonim. The Rav is coming from the Rambam, that the dam is considered the matir of the emurim are the matir of the bosor la'achila. The achilas mizbeach is matir the achilas odam. Why? Because in every carbon, from what point could the Bailim or the Kohen, whoever's going to eat from the carbon, depending if it's Kodesh Kedoshim, Kodeshim Kalim, at what point does it become Mutter? Only after the Achilas Mizbech does it become Mutter, the Achilas Odom. For Pashtus, that means that the same way the Zrikas Adam, the Ritzu, the Kapora, is Matter, the Achilas Mizbech, the Achilas Mizbech is Matter, the Achilas Odom. However, take a look at Rib Kiveg over here, and he brings from Taisvis that argues, and he holds that you can't say logically that in the lumdus of a carbon, emurim, that krovas emurim, that toras emurim, is a matter and achila. Because we mentioned before, what happens if the bosor of a carbon becomes tome? It's not makiv in the seder ritzu ha carbon. The carbon is nisratz and it's mechaper with the zrikas adam. What would be if all the emurim immediately became tome? And the bos hashlam is still around. The halacha would be, so the bos hashlam is eaten. The regular bos hashlam that's roi to be eaten does not get put on the mizbech. And there'll be a heter of achilas odom without there being achilas mizbech. Clearly, achilas mizbech is not the matter on the achilas odom. What is the zrikas adam? The zrikas adam is matter achilas odom achilas mizbech. Either is a halacha There is a halacha that there's a iser to eat from the basar for the bailum, for the kahanim, until the haktar simurim. That the Gemara understands is not part of the lomdus of the seder ritzu of the carbon. That is just that it's not fitting that the zrikas hadam, which is matir all the achilois, that achilas odom should be performed. The shulchan of the rabbi should not have priority over the shulchan of those that come to eat from shulchan rabbi. It's pasha derech eretz that the achilas mizbeach is before the achilas odom, and not that be'etzim it's a matir. It's more than that also. The carbon is pigul. At what point, if a person would grab a piece of basar shlamim and eat it, would he be chayv karos? But by the after the dam, after the hatsaras pigul of the seder avodas adam. So clearly, one doesn't need the haktara seimurim to shaf a chalois of matir in the achilas adam. This is a famous kasha. And the Rabbi Seinu have a lot of Torah on this, how to be miyash of this, the Shlitz Rambam. In any case, Nachzal and Yonenu, the list over here in the Mishnah are things that are not completely one matir being matir these things. HaKoymitz. The Koymitz, remember, is the chelik of the Korban Mincha, which is bedoymit to the Shchita of a behemoth. It sets the process in motion of taking the Korban Mincha to a point of Akhtar. You makter the Koymitz, Kabbalah, Haylocha, and then Haktor al Gabi Mizbeach. Levoina goes together with the Koymitz. It's Huktar together with Levoina. The Koymitz and the Levoina are matir the rest of the Mincha for the Achilah. It's Kodesh Kedoshim for the Achilah of the Koyngo of the Kehanim. It's not eaten by Zor, it's eaten by Kehanim. The Matirim of the Mincha is the Haktoras HaKoymitz V'Halavoyna. Now there is a din pigul with Chiv Koras by Mincha. If one of these four Avoidis in the Seyed HaMenachas was done on Manas, that the Kehanim should eat the Shirayim of the Mincha Chutz L'Zmano, 2 days later. That would make it pigul V'Chayav Nolav Koras. However, the pigul will only be in the shirayim, not in the koymitz. Why? Because the koymitz is not the mutar. The seder of pigul is that it's b'shas hamatir, the machshava, and it's thought about b'shas hamatir, the avodas hamatir, and it's chal in the mutar. The mutar becomes chiyuv karos to eat. But over here, the koymitz itself is the matir. So the koymitz being the matir, it does not have that din of pigul. To eat from the koras, therefore, does not carry the einish of pigul. Levoina the same. Levoina is a matir, not a mutar. Now there is a mutarai nachroidim that lamaisa, the koymitz of levoina, was not hooked on. We'll see in Menachos Mitz Hashem, was not hooked on the mizbeach until the koymitz of the mincha itself. They were hooked out together. So maybe see the koymitz of levoina as a mutar, and the matir is the koymitz. And then on the Levoina, there should be a Shem Mutar, and there should be Pigel. So, look at Reb Kiva Eger, but you have to say that we see it as they're hooked out together. Not that one is a Matir, one is a Mutar, but that both are Matir, the Shirayim of the Mincha together. The next example over here in the Mishnah is Vakteris. The Kteris, which is not one of the regular Kabbalists, but every day there was Haktoris Shachris and Haktoris Ben Habayim on Mizbech HaPnimi. Mizbech Hazov. Lemaisa, the Keteris gets burnt up on the Mizbech, and that's it. There's no Mutar. There's no Matir. All it is just the Haktorah. That doesn't have a Matir-Mutar relation. There aren't two parts of the Keteris. Minchas Kehanim. So, Xeris HaKosim in Parshas Vayikra. We'll see more details in Meseches Menachos. And a Minchas Kehanim was not Koimitz, Levoino, and it's Matir, the Shirayim of the Kor Mincha, Lachilas Kehanim. The koymitz with the levoina were put back together with the whole mincha. The whole thing was huktar completely. It was oyla kol lala mezbech. So that being said, there's no matter, there's no mutter. Well, minchas koyin Moshiach. The minchas koyin Moshiach was a serious oefa that a koyin gadol had to bring. Mechtisa baboike, mechtisa baerev. That's also nikteres kol. So there's no matter mutter. There's a girsa here, minchas nesochim, but you have to take the girsa out because there's going to be a discussion about it later on in the Mishnah. V'hadom. The dom itself that comes out of the tzavar habehema that's put on the mizbech, nothing's matter it. It itself is the matter of all the achilos that follow, but it's not a mutter. So there can't be a chiv koros on the dam. V'hanesochim haboyim bifnei atzmom. There's a concept that a person could bring a korban nesochim. Nesochim normally is an auxiliary korban. Both the korbanos tamid and musafim that are brought, which is all the haftaris that we always say, the maftir that we always say, of the korban musaf, and that's what we say in musaf by davening. We always add on the umichasam neskem kimedubar. But anybody that brought a korban also was musaf nesochim. There's also a concept called the person could bring nischei. Soilus, yayin, shemen, bifnei atzmon, doesn't have to be part of a mizbeach. So mel, nothing's mattered. The nesochim v'yayin, together with a korban, is different, because there, the korban then creates the chi of nesochim. It creates the din havas nesochim. But a minchas nesochim bifnei atzmon doesn't have a matter, so it doesn't have a din of pigul. Now, what's by a minchas nesochim that is part of a korban? So Divrei Reb Meir is clearly he's saying Nesochim Haboyim Bifnei Atzmon Lafuke Nesochim Haboyim Machmas a Karbon, because there we have the Karbon is the matter of the Nesochim. The Chachamim Oimrim Af Haboyim Mim Abehemo. The Chacham argue on that there is no Chiyuv Pigul, because since Nesochim can be brought independently, it's not Behechrach that it has to have the matter of the Karbon. Therefore, it's not considered a Mutter. It's considered a Dover Bifnei Atzmon Al Koponim that it doesn't have a Shem Pigul. And there's no chi of course on eating from it. Like shemen shom mitzayru, one of the parts of the tahara seidah mitzayru described in Pashas mitzayru is that he had to bring a loik shemen with his carbon, and it's brought, and there's a hazor, there's spritzing from the loik shemen tnuch oizen behindes yodev iraglov, and the shirayim of that loik shemen are eaten by kehanim. Reb Shimon aime ein chayov and olov mishum pigel. Why? Because even though it's brought with the Osham, that means, let's give a little bit of understanding. In Pashas Mitzorah, the Iker Korban that's Matir of Mitzorah and lets him back completely with Tahara back into Klal Yisrael, there's the Seder of Shtei Tzipurim that was done outside the Machne when he's kicked out. And then when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, after 7 days, there's another Seder Krovs HaKabonis. The Iker is the Hashem Mitzorah. We'll see him at Hashem. That's one of the Kabonis that are in the next parak. The Hashem Mitzorah comes together with this Loik Shemen Shom Mitzorah. But it's not imperative that the Loik Shemen Shom Mitzorah has to be brought together with the Osham. When the Osham is brought and the Loik Shemen was already in the Skadish, the Osham creates the Din Loik Shemen, and then it's brought thereafter right away with the Seder Hazois that we just described of the Loik Shemen. But it can be brought, the Loshon of Chazal is, the Loik Shemen can be brought Mikan Ad Asar Yomim. Can be brought independently. Therefore, it's like the Korban Nesochim that we just said. And Reb Shimon says, Ein Chayon Lom Shum Pigul, because since it could function independently, so it's not considered a mutar to the matter of the Oshem. Therefore, if the Oshem was brought with Machshavas Pigul, it does not render the Loik Shem Hashem Etzari a mutar with a Chiv Koros Al Achilosei. Reb Meir Aymer, Reb Meir holds, if it was brought together with the Asham, Chayav and Alav Mishum Pigul, then it is part of the Matimit Mutter relationship. She Dam HaAsham Matire, because then the Dam HaAsham is Matirit, V'chol Sheyesh LaMatirin, Ben LaOdam, Ben LaMizbeach, Chayav and Alav Mishum Pigul. Anything that has Matirin, both Matirin LaOdam, LaMizbeach, LaMaisa has this relationship with this Chalois Shem Pigul. Now the Pashtus is that these two machloikis are really one concept. The Nesochim can be brought as an auxiliary to a carbon, and then the carbon l'chor is a matter. But since it can be brought independently, maybe it's not a mutter legabe shem pigul. And the same machloikis legabe the leg shem shemetzer. So why does the Mishnah have two machloikis in? The Pashtus over here is that it's machloikis of Mei and Reb Shimon. The first machlokes is described as machlokes of Mei and the Chachom. Normally that would mean to say the Chachomim are the Halokh Kemoisom, because they're the Roiv. In the next machlokes we have Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. So why in the first machlokes isn't it called Reb Shimon and Reb Meir? So Pashas, the reason why it says Chachomim is Halokh Kemoisom. Now in the second machlokes it's said as Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, Taisus asked the kasha. Namalia, there's other dugmois in Shas of this. It would be to say that the stomius of the first machlokes of the korban nesachim with the halacha kemoisam wouldn't necessarily be true. And over here, it's a das yoche to pshimin. Needs further iyun. Now, one point that's discussed in Rishonim is that the Mishnah doesn't say mefurish. So what is the din? All these things that don't have a matir mutter relationship. Does it just not conform with the posuk of pigul v'chayovin aleim koris? So it doesn't have a din of a mutter that has koris, but maybe it's a machshava ha-poiselis. That means, let's say a person is mechashev b'shas haktoras haktoris or machsheves pigul. So does that mean that it doesn't have a psul at all? Or no, it's machshava ha-poiselis. It just doesn't have the classic din of hartzoas pigul that should be chalal of achiv koris. That seems to be a shaila by Taisus and other Rishonim. Mishnah Dalet over here is going to give us a picture of by a regular korban, all the other korbans that do have pigul, what is the matir-mutir relationship? And this comes up in many places in Kochim. The pigul is just the context that the Mishnah is telling us, but the relationship between matir-mutir is something that's going to get a lot of different things in the lomdus of Kochim. Ho'oilo, in a korban oilo, domo, the seder avoides adam, matir b'sor la mizbech. V'oira la kainim. It's not matir the b'sor la achilo, because there is no achilas odom, but achilas mizbech is there. The Mishnah adds oira la kainim, which is interesting because the oir l'chor doesn't have a din pigle at all. It's not part of the program that we're discussing, but still, the zirikas hadam takes that which was formerly kachim. Somebody would rip off a piece of skin off a standing behemoth that was hukdash la'oila, he'd be guilty of being oivar an aver of me'ilo. Now that he does it after the zrikas adam, it's mutal la'bailam. That's what happens to the or. I'm sorry, not to the bailam, to the kehanim. The or of the korban oila goes to the kehanim. Oila so'if, doma matis psalam is be'ach. It's not over here, the zrikas, the hazoas adam over here, the mitzvah adam. Is mati the b'sora la mizbeach, oila soif again, because an oila doesn't have any achila sodom. Chata soif, doma mati is b'sora la kainim. Chata soif is converse, it doesn't have any achilas mizbeach, but it does have b'sora la kainim. So it's mati that. Parim hanisrofim, musirim hanisrofim. The parim and the seirim that we mentioned that have hazois bifnim are not eaten at all. Not only that, but there is no haktorah of those karbonis al gabim zeh. It's not like a karbon oilah. They're in ganzen burnt, but they're in ganzen burnt outside of the machne. You do the avodas hadam, the rest of the behemah is carted out al michutz la machne, and over there it's nisrofim. So what's the matter exactly? The avodas hadam of the parim and the seirim hanisrofim domon matirs emureim likarev. Etzem bosor is avada taken out, and that's the chelek hanisrofim. But the emurim were put on the mizbech, so the matir is legabe that. Reb Shimon Oimer, kol she'eni al mizbech hachitzen kishlomim, ein chayovin alav mishum pigul. Since the din of hartzoas pigul is learnt out from karm shlom, so it has to fit that bill, and it has to be something which is domo al mizbech hachitzen. So mele, anything with the dam was the Hazor Saddam, the Zvika Saddam, was on the Mizbech Pnimi, was on the Paroiches, does not have it in Pigul. Now, even though before we mentioned that where there's no Matir Mutter relationship, so the Yesh Lodin by the Balei Tosfos, does that mean that it's not a Machsheves Pigul at all? Or does that mean just that it's not a Machsheves Pigul to Chshav Koros? Over here, it's a Dov Poshut that Reb Shimon holds that a Machsheves Pigul of Achila chutzl zmana chutzlum koima by chatos usirim and esrofim does passel the korban, and it's only the shame pigul legabe the bosor legabe the chiv chorus that doesn't have. That's a davar poshut. We learn it now. It's no worse, the Gemara says, than a machsheves shaloi lishmo. So that's poshut that it worked.